If you spend precious minutes every day searching for a coveted parking space and think your city should put in more parking spots, Donald Shoup would like to disagree. He says we have too many parking spaces in this country, especially the cheap and free kind, and he argues that we're paying the price for it in many different ways. Shoup is a professor of urban planning at the University of California, Los Angeles, and he makes his case in his new book, The High Cost of Free Parking. Donald Shoup joins me from NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, what is the cost of a free parking space?
Well, I think most of us have no way of knowing it because it's hidden in the prices for everything that we buy, or it's hidden in the price of housing and the price of restaurant meals or merchandise at stores. I think a little bit of everything we pay for just about everything we buy is siphoned off to pay for the parking that that seems free.
You write that zoning and parking regulations don't make sense. Explain that.
Well, most urban planners know a little more about parking than the average citizen does, and yet we're called upon to set the parking requirements for convents and diet clinics and massage parlors and nightclubs and rifle ranges and hundreds of other land uses. And the basic goal is to require at least enough parking to satisfy the peak demand for free parking at the busiest time of the year. So there will always be a place to park. I think everybody understands the advice, don't build your church for Easter Sunday, but we build our parking lots for the week before Christmas.
Can I ask you to read from your book? We can note here that it's almost 700 pages. I'm wondering, who is this book intended for?
Well, I think that parking is important for all of you, that the average car is parked 95% of the time, and some of your listeners were probably even conceived in a parked car.
Well, for what one could think of as a mundane topic, you're a very engaging writer. I'd love to have you read just that opening part of your conclusion there.
In Monopoly, free parking is only one space out of 40 on the board. If Monopoly were played under our current zoning laws, however, free parking would be on every space. Parking lots might cover half of Marvin Gardens, and Park Place would have underground parking. Free parking would push buildings farther apart, increase the cost of houses and hotels, and permit fewer of them to be built at all. Smart players would soon leave Atlantic City behind and move to a larger bore that allowed them to build on cheaper land in the suburbs. Connecticut Avenue would not be redeveloped with hotels, the railroads would disappear, and every piece on the board would move more slowly. Even the car would move slowly, but it would park free wherever it wanted.
How would you then change the regulations that have led to this excess of free parking?
Well, I have three basic recommendations at the end of the 600 pages. The three are to, one, remove off-street parking requirements.
Those are the ones that say if you maybe have 20 customers in your peak, you need 20 parking spaces.
That's right. The second is to charge market prices for curb parking. And the third is to dedicate the revenue to public improvements on the blocks where the curb parking revenue is paid. So that third point, keeping the money local, is what will make market rate prices for curb parking seem like a good idea.
But then wouldn't the city also have to put in more extensive bus lines and consider a subway system? I mean, what about the broader question of other means of transport? Is that part of your solution?
Well, I think the more broadly you consider the issue, the more the case for charging for curb parking it looks good. It would provide riders for the transit system we already have, that on average only 27% of all the seats on public transit in the United States are occupied. That what we have is a shortage of riders, not a shortage of transit. So I think the more you think about the sort of the cascade effects, well, what would happen if you did this, the better it looks.
Donald Shoup is a professor of urban planning at UCLA and the author of The High Cost of Free Parking. Thank you so much.
Thank you.